Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
New England Patriots running back James White is brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance and Shaw's, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots, and by Feldman Land Surveyors, right from the ground up. Good morning, James. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing fine, thank you. All right, third and five, game on the line. Who do you want throwing the football, Tom Brady or Julian Edelman?
Tom, no doubt.
Yeah. Although that was a pretty nice pass.
Yeah, it was a good pass. Man. He did a great job. He's been doing a great job of that every time he gets the opportunity. So it's a big play for us.
James, what's it like this season in the running back room? You know, just when you guys are sitting there with the coach trying to break down from week to week, because it just seems like overall as an entire group, whether it was you, Sony Michel, more success last year than this year.
No, man, just continue to work, man. Every week's not going to be perfect, and every year's not going to be the same. Just continue to grind and find ways to get wins. I said you're not going to always have 100-yard rushing games and whatnot. You just have to find a way to win football games.
Now, we know Brady was frustrated a little bit last night on his performance as well as the offense's performance. How do you, as an offensive unit, try not to have that frustration seep in during the practice week? Even though you know you guys won the game, you always want to play better, but how do you as a unit say, all right, let's not try to have this thing become a domino effect?
You got to stay the course. Everything's not going to be perfect. Each week's not going to be perfect. Like I said, the coaches will find ways for us to improve, and everybody just have to hold each other accountable, and we'll get better.
How do you think the communication is within the offensive unit right now? Do you feel it's where it should be?
I mean, the communication is fine. Just everybody's going out there and, you know, leading the play call and finishing each and every play. You said one person can't take off on one play because, I mean, that one person who doesn't do the right thing and mess up the whole play. So just everybody just working together and just doing the right thing and finishing.
What'd you think of N'Keal Harry's debut? Because I imagine it's got to be pretty tough to play your first NFL game in week 11 on the road.
No, it was good, man. For him to, you know, start his season off later in the year and go out there and make a few plays for us. He's a good football player, and he'll continue to get better each and every week.
Now, what's the message? I know we've talked about the struggles a little bit and the frustration, but you guys are still 9-1. What's the message that these offensive coaches try to relay to you guys after a game where maybe you feel like you didn't put your best foot out there?
I mean, just continue to improve. Like I said, it's not going to be perfect. We knew it was going to be a tough four-quarter football game. They have a good defense. And obviously, you're not going to score probably 30, 40 points versus those guys. So, I mean, we just wanted to find a way to win, and when we get in the red zone, we just got to go out and score points, not settle for field goals all the time.
There were reports on the radio broadcast of your game yesterday that he felt, Scott Zolak felt like they were pumping noise through the speakers there. Did you notice that?
Not necessarily, no. I mean, they had a lot of good music going, but I don't know.
It's pretty loud. It's pretty loud at the link anyways. I mean, you play another tough game on the road, hostile environment. You're able to come away with a W. So I guess that, you know, that's obviously the most important thing. What do you take away from that? You know, moving forward into the next game, is it going to be a home game? But just the fact that you're able to win on the road in a hostile environment.
Yeah, it's not easy playing on the road versus good football teams in hostile environments. So, I mean, it's just great to see the fight in the team. Like I said, it's a close football game, and every game you're not going to have win by 10, 20, 30 points. So you got to be able to grind it out sometimes. So that was big for us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.